Hey guys, it's Micah from Sepulpa Times.
And Lucy with the City of Sepulpa.
Welcome back, Luce. We missed you last time.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. No, for real. Yeah.
No, it was a great show with Joe. He had some great information.
Yeah, it was great. We're glad we got to hang out with him. Hope we get the chance to do that again soon. But today we are shooting live from Andy's Bar and Grill over here at the corner of Taft and Mission, while the ladies behind us are setting up. They are transforming this restaurant to be the new senior girl banquet that's coming up at 10 o'clock, actually like 45 minutes
today.
Something is when they're opening the doors. So anyway, if you are a senior girl or you're a mom to a senior girl or something like that, and you're watching this now, and a senior Sepulpa student, a girl, be sure to come down and be a part of this. Andy's has closed the restaurant just for you guys, and they are opening it up and doing a special brunch. And I don't know if you guys can see that table behind me, but it's loaded down with Stanley's and gift cards and all kinds of prizes and stuff. And it looks like it's going to be just a great time. So I think Lucy was even telling me that she kind of wishes that she was a senior this year so that she could.
Yeah, I'd go back about 10 years.
Do you?
I would.
I mean, you could qualify, I think. You could pass as...
Thanks, Micah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, so that's what's going on at Andy's right now. That's why we're here. We've got some huge news to talk about. Really excited about some of the things we're going to share. Got a couple of things we want to run down. Do you have a notes handy? So for one thing, I want to double check and make sure that everybody is aware. First of all, it's Free Coffee Friday. I forgot to mention that. I should have started with that. So Reed Architecture is sponsoring today's free coffee, and that is going until 10 o'clock today. So just go down there, get yourself a free drip coffee or discounted specialty coffee sponsored by Reed Architecture. Thank you for sponsoring today's Free Coffee Friday. On the heels of that, I'm going to kind of skip around a little bit, but tomorrow is Sugar Llama's one-year anniversary, tomorrow, Saturday. Okay, so it's going to be a great time. They're doing stuff all day long. Including another free coffee event from 11 to 1 p.m. This time it will be sponsored by Arvest, I believe.
Yes.
And they're going to be providing basically the same deal. It is free medium drip coffee there, or you can get $3 off of any drink. So the Red Bull mixers, anything like that that they do. Plus they're going to be doing giveaways. They're going to give away donuts. They're going to be doing all kinds of other just competitions and all sorts of giveaways. Somebody's getting donuts for a year. I know
actually,
that.
Actually, every hour, somebody gets donuts for a year.
No, that's not true.
That's what he said.
I know he said that, and then he came back and clarified. So I clarified it on Wednesday.
Okay.
But it is one lucky person is going to get donuts for a year. But every hour, they are doing some sort of a giveaway.
Okay.
And that is in addition to all the other specials they're doing. Okay, are you a potato salad fan?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they've got new locally sourced potato salad that they're going to have there. If you buy that chicken salad sandwich meal that comes with like all the things, you get potato salad as part of that for free.
You get potato salad and donuts.
And a 6 count of donuts. Yeah. So that's going on through the entire month of April. Still going to be happening tomorrow. Be sure to go tune into that because it's going to be a great anniversary celebration. That's at Sugar Llama's tomorrow. Celebrate.
Yeah, you buy ice cream, you get a free cake cone. If you buy one book, or buy one, get one free, books and vinyl.
Yep.
One lucky person gets a 6 count per week for a year.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing all kinds of games and things like
that. And games as well, and other giveaways.
Yep. It's going to be a great time. Okay. I think Lucy is like trying to decide, okay, what else can I push aside tomorrow to be able to go to this thing?
I don't actually have a lot going on tomorrow.
Oh, you don't?
I was getting around this morning and like getting ready, and I actually told myself like tomorrow is like packing and cleaning and all that stuff. So
yep.
It wouldn't be very hard to postpone packing, you know, because like that's what you do anyway.
Well, and you kind of like, you want to postpone that anyway. Like I'm a procrastinator when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so that's going to be happening tomorrow. Be sure to do that and come and hang out. We've got other stuff that's going on tomorrow we're going to tell you about in a minute, but we got to skip to this brand new breaking news. This is so exciting, guys. Super pumped about this. Lucy, tell them about the new thing that's coming to Sepulpa you just found out about yesterday.
Yes, so we found out that if you have been paying attention to legislation at all over the last couple of years, And you know anything about Oklahoma, you know that the centennial is coming in 2026. And so as the Sepulveda government, we have been doing a lot of things to prepare for that. One of the big things that everyone is aware of is Dewey Streetscape that we are trying to revamp downtown. But something that we have had in our back pocket that we have been working on secretly is a new pocket park, is what some are calling it. But we like to call it the Route 66 Park. And yesterday we learned that legislators passed a vote, and that Sepulpa has been awarded $2 million through a grant to fund our Route 66 park out on Highway 66.
So my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong here, this is going to be over by the old Rock Creek Bridge. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. So it'll actually, with the way the park will set up, you will be able to stand in the park and the water tower will be your backdrop.
Okay. And a $2 million funding by the state legislature to provide this amazing pocket park. It's always been, I think, something that people have been kind of worried about because that bridge is old. I don't think it's open to vehicular traffic anymore.
It is not,
right?
And it will not be.
It will not be. Okay, this is, but it's a great way to continue to have that as a part of our history. And now we're getting a new park here, so that's going to be awesome. Man, it's like we're adding parks. We got Herald Square. We got this one coming. Yeah. Is there any kind of a timeline or anything on this yet? Do you know?
The renderings, the whole park is fully ready to go. We've actually been working on this park for about 3 years.
Wow.
So if you want to go see Joan, she has the whole packet. She was running around with it yesterday, and she's like, this is what the park looks like. So it will have walking trails and benches and hangout areas. And our plan is to have it be, or our vision is to make this a stop and look and see what Sepulpa is. You know, because you're coming in right off of 66 from, you know, the Oklahoma City area. So
yeah, right there where the Ozark Trail is, where the TP is. It's already a very popular stopping off spot for people.
So part of that is, you know, renovating and resurfacing that walking trail over that bridge. And so just making it a great ADA accessible hangout, stop and look area. So we are so thankful for the Route 66 commissioners who voted us in, and the help of legislators that made this possible. And we look forward to this. So I would say timeline is, we will break ground as soon as we are funded, and I learned yesterday that funding should go out May 1st.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, we'll be sure to bring more information to you about that as we get it. And we do have some other city-related matters we're going to get to. I did want to take a minute to talk about another event that's happening tomorrow. So Saturday, told you about Sugar Llama, that's happening. Another thing that I just got made aware of yesterday is Purple Rabbit, which is located on East Dewey there. A lot of people know where this is. They apparently completely reorganized their store. And so Trey over there at the Purple Rabbit asked me to go ahead and just let people know they're doing a grand reopening tomorrow. And so be sure to come out, check out the reorganized store. I'm thinking you should probably go to the TP Drive-In because they've got the shows that are going on tomorrow as well. Be sure to stop at Purple Rabbit. Definitely go to Sugar Llamas. And so it's just going to be a great weekend to be in downtown Sepulpa, I think. So anyway, that's going to be happening during their normal business hours. I think they're open from 10 until, I think, 6 o'clock. Anyway, be sure to go check that out. What else have we got going on in city news?
Well, we also have Frilly Flamingos is having some...
Oh, are they?
They're having an event tomorrow as well.
Well,
all
right.
So that's another reason to be downtown. You were talking about events downtown. I was like, wait, they're having a... they're having like little vendors come in and all kinds of stuff like that. So
have you been to the TP yet this year or this season?
I haven't.
You haven't? They're doing Wizard of Oz tonight. And it's my wife's all-time favorite movie. So we're going to go see Wizard of Oz at the TP Drive-In tonight.
Well, I don't know if you guys drink or not, but you know they have a little like patio bar area now.
I do. I've seen that. So yeah, it's fantastic.
You do have to drink your beer and stuff in the patio. You can't take it back to your car.
Okay.
I did learn that. But... I think that's great. You can have a nice little beer.
Yeah, they have cocktails and stuff,
cocktails,
I think,
too,
right? Yeah, mixed drinks.
So that is something that you can do while you're at the teepee now. So great city news. Today we are kicking off 1 week of free adoptions over at the animal shelter. You know, we have, through the month of April, we're doing half-price adoptions. And this week only, Friday to Friday, you can go in and pick out a special animal for free. To my knowledge, there are no restrictions. So when you get there and Brandy says otherwise... That's Brandy's call. But for the information I have, There are no restrictions. You can go in there and pick a pet. And as long as you guys mesh really well, you can take your lovely new furry friend home for free.
Awesome.
Our parks department has been on the hiring trail. They've been... Every day there's interviews. Yesterday I got kicked out of my office, actually, so that they could have my office for some interviews, but it's going great. And they are down to only 4 spots left for summer help. So if you know anyone that is interested in being a lifeguard, looking for a great summer opportunity, then definitely reach out to Parks Department and sign up or apply online at swalpaok.gov and grab yourself one of those 4 positions that are left available.
Sweet. Okay. I think that's everything, right? Is that everything on our list?
That's everything.
Okay. We got to get out of here because they're going to be opening the doors any minute now to let these seniors in. So again, if you're a senior girl and you're probably sitting at home because school's out today, be sure to go ahead and come down here, have brunch with all these guys. It's completely free to you. It's going to be a great time, great chance to win some prizes. And it's just, we're thankful that Andy's is actually, they closed their restaurant to all of their business so that they could do this for you guys. So be sure to tell them how much you appreciate it. And, you know, come have dinner at Andy's tonight as well. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys again next week.
Lucy
will not
be
here. She'll be traveling. And I will be here, so I will see you guys again Monday when we talk about all things happening in the town that we love. See you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.